live. But first, the scripture for today, which is from Ephesians 4, the 20th to 32nd verse. That, however, is not the way of life you learned when you heard about Christ and were taught in him in accordance with the truth that is in Jesus. You were taught with regard to your former way of life to put off your old self, which is being corrupted by its deceitful desires, to be made new in the attitude of your minds, and to put on the new self, created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness. Therefore, each of you must put off falsehood and speak truthfully to your neighbor, for we are all members of one body. In your anger, do not sin. Do not let the sun go down while you are still angry, and do not give the devil a foothold. Anyone who has been stealing must steal no longer, but must work, doing something useful with their own hands, that they may have something to share with those in need. Do not let any unholiness talk come out of your mouths, but only what is helpful for building others up according to the needs, that it may benefit those who listen. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, with whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Get rid of all bitterness, rage, and anger, brawling, and slander, along with every form of malice. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you. The word of God for the people of God. Praise be to God. Good morning on this Scout Sunday, and also not to be forgotten on Valentine's Day. And actually, I think the message I'm sharing today applies to both situations. It applies to the point of how we shall live. But first, the scripture for today, which is from Ephesians 4, the 20th to 32nd verse. That, however, is not the way of life you learned when you heard about Christ and were taught in him in accordance with the truth that is in Jesus. You were taught with regard to your former way of life to put off your old self, which is being corrupted by its deceitful desires, to be made new in the attitude of your minds, and to put on the new self, created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness. Therefore, each of you must put off falsehood and speak truthfully to your neighbor, for we are all members of one body. In your anger, do not sin. Do not let the sun go down while you are still angry, and do not give the devil a foothold. Anyone who has been stealing must steal no longer, but must work, doing something useful with their own hands, that they may have something to share with those in need. Do not let any unholiness talk come out of your mouths, but only what is helpful for building others up according to the needs, that it may benefit those who listen. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, with whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Get rid of all bitterness, rage, and anger, brawling and slander, along with every form of malice. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you. The word of God for the people of God. Praise be to God. We're doing this a little different, and I'm not used to only looking at myself on a monitor while we record. I'm not used to even recording. So forgive my fumbles this morning, I ask you all. The Word talks about how we should live. And the series on bitterness and forgiveness, this is the last one, brings up the point that we need to forgive both the small and minor trespasses that are, in our eyes, hurtful. Because when we don't forgive, what happens is hurts can cause bitterness, a cancer of the soul and spirit. In my years as a counselor, I have come across many people that were bitter in the counseling room, many people that were hurt by parents or a spouse or a friend or someone significant in their life. And that bitterness became a cancer. And it created the lenses of the glasses that they looked at life with. And God tells us not, in Paul's writing, not to take and allow that to happen. It directs us to change our glasses, our prescription of how we look at life. To get a new prescription, what do we need to do? To put off the old self and put on the new self, as Paul says. Sounds easy, but no, it's not. We all know that. One of the hardest obstacles to overcome are old hurts that have allowed to fester like an open wound, bringing that bitterness into our life, and new hurts that just add on top of it. And what happens is we get to that point where we're bitter, we're hateful toward people, and what happens is it plants seeds in our souls, our mind, and our spirit. Seeds of bitterness, a cancer that will destroy us if we allow it to continue. Paul's directions, as I read this message, reminds me of several points of the Scout Law. The first, to be trustworthy, to be truthful, he says, to speak the truth to our neighbors. If someone hurts you, tell them that hurt. And resolve that issue right then and there. Don't let it fester. To be helpful, to care for others. It's hard to be bitter towards someone when you're helping them. To be friendly, be a friend to all. A big challenge for most of us. We feel comfort and safety in our cocoon and our group of friends around us. And sometimes it's hard to reach out to someone else. But Paul challenges us to reach out to the whole family of mankind. Courteous. It's just nice to be nice. And it's nice that when we're courteous, that it creates a bond between us and other people of respect and understanding. Be nice, be friendly, be kind. And about kind, there is strength in gentleness. There is strength in forgiveness. There is strength in trying to understand someone else and to see them as they see life through their glasses. And perhaps they have bitterness, and we can help them to work through their bitterness and be forgiven. Obedient. Probably one of the hardest scout laws to follow. Because we all want to be independent. We all want to be our own boss. And yet, to live the Christian life, we must surrender the old self to the new self, which is in humbleness and which is in taking and following the guidance of the Scriptures. Cheerful. Look for the bright side. It's there. Sometimes it's hard to see. Sometimes it's hard to see what is good about a situation. Sometimes we have to dig deep to do that. And if we don't do that, if we don't, then that is a breeding ground for the seeds of bitterness. Brave. We often think of brave, and as a soldier, a retired soldier, I've seen different types of bravery. But the most brave people I've known are people who are willing to overcome by taking and honestly looking at themselves. There was a time in my life when I had a lot of bitterness, and I had to take and pull that out under the guidance of the Holy Spirit. I had to identify what those seeds were and root them out. And that was not an easy thing. So part of forgiveness is being brave enough to first forgive yourself. And do that in God, and you will be able to forgive others. Clean. The Scout Law cleans refers to body and mind. And to be clean in our mind, Paul gave us directions today about how to do that. How to take and clean up our act, you might say, and live the way we should. Reverent. Reverence is a Scout Law in which comes at the end of the list, actually. And that makes it probably the most important, to be reverent toward God, to take and follow through on what God has directed us to do. That ties back to obedience and being trustworthy. And you see how all the Scout Laws interact to take and make us a better person. And if you hunted diligently, you would find examples of all within the Scripture. Thrifty. I'm sorry, I forgot one there. Loyal. Loyalty toward family and others. And in that loyalty toward others, not allowing hurts, slights, ideas that someone has hurt us, not allowing those to plant the seeds of bitterness that destroy relationships with family and friends. And the one I've saved till last is thrifty of the 12 laws. And I have a question for every one of you. How much time do we waste mourning hurts? Perhaps plotting vengeance, wasting our time on whining over minor hurts when we're called to help and lift up others. Our time is one of the most precious gifts we have from God, and that time is best spent in helping others. It's best spent in our relationship with God. It's best spent in taking and showing love toward others, not sitting in the corner and whining about, oh, they don't like my shoes today, or whatever little minor hurt. But see, minor hurts take and build up that cancer of bitterness. And then we have nothing to do but a thorough cleansing of ourselves.